I'm Olave from Amon Amarth, and we have a new album, The Great Heathen Army.
Beautiful. Olave, good afternoon, or good morning as it is for you.
Yeah, it's morning here.
Okay, cool. As you mentioned, said, man, like Amon Amarth will release your 12th album, The Great Heathen Army, on August the 5th. So tell us a bit about the album from a musical point of view and what you guys are going for with it.
It's a new album. We haven't really changed too much, but I think the album is a little heavier and a little darker compared to our previous. But yeah, hopefully the fans is going to love it the way we do it, love it. So good stuff.
And you've been quoted as saying that it's, like you say, it's a darker, more death metal sounding album. So in what ways?
No, it's just, we're back in the B tuning. I think Berserker was a higher tuning. So we're back where we always been, so to say. And also I think musically it's, maybe a little throwback to what we did maybe 10, 15 years ago.
And the press release calls it another bold leap forward for the band. Would you agree with that statement?
Obviously the press release is something that the labels put together, but there might be a little truth into that. I think there's a few songs we're trying different stuff that we haven't really tried before. We have this Saxons and Vikings song that is really different from what people have heard before. So yeah, there's some new elements.
So what are those new elements?
For the song Saxons and Vikings, we have Biff Byford from Saxon singing. It's not the first time we have guest singers, but it is actually, the song itself is kind of like, it's a good mix between melodic death metal and heavy metal, so to say, because we have Johan singing and we have Biff singing, and both guys are singing equally. But the riffs are kind of like, it could have been Saxon riff, but also it could have been Amon Amarth riff. So it's a really cool collaboration with Saxon. And then we have the last song of the album, Serpent's Trail, that is also, it's a kind of like an epic dark song, which is not unusual, but there's some new elements in there. There's some orchestrations to create different dynamics, and also some vocal parts that are almost like storytelling. So yeah, there's some new elements.
And you've released the singles Get in the Ring and The Great Heathen Army. So are those two songs a good sonic representation of the album, would you say?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. The thing is that when we start to decide what's going to be the singles or the videos, everybody has different opinions. So, everybody in the band had different opinions. And then we had the management and the label and whatnot. So, I don't know. It's really tricky. But I think Getting the Ring, at least, that's kind of like a safe card. It sounds really Amon Amarth. There's no surprises, so to say. So that's kind of a safe card to just throw out there as a first song, so people know that, we're not going totally crazy here. And then I think that the Great Heathen Army, that's a little different to what we've done. It's not as melodic. It's more like maybe almost like a tribal feeling, but it's a darker and heavier song without being any, it has melodies, but it's not as melodic as we usually do stuff. But I don't know. Eventually the fans are going to decide what songs they're going to like. And that's what we're going to adjust when we start playing live. So, it's really difficult to, it's just two songs. And there's, those songs are not by any means the strongest or whatever. It's just, those are the songs that we wanted to represent first, so to say.
Well, the songs are based in Viking history and folklore. So are they historically accurate, or do you sort of take a bit of liberty with them?
I mean, well, honestly, nobody really knows what were going on back then. But obviously, the Great Hidden Army, the title track, that is kind of like an historical, is taken from the Anglo-Saxons stuff that they wrote down. So I would assume that is kind of how things went down. And then you have this song, Dawn of Norsemen, that is about the attack on Lindisfarne. That was basically the first monastery that the Vikings attacked in England. So that's also historical. And then Saxons and Viking song, that is more like an, you know, it is connected to the raid of England too. And then obviously there's other songs that are like about Odin. And then we have this song called Hadrun that is about the goat that produces mead to all the fallen warriors in Valhalla. That is kind of like a mythological song. But then we also have other songs like Find a Way or Make One that is more like something that everybody can relate to. It's not really about Vikings. It's like personal things that, you know, gathering inner strength and stuff like that.
So if we can go back to the start of the band, mate, like Aim on Omar's formed back in 1992. So what was the musical climate like back then that gave birth to the band, and where did you fit in initially?
Well, that was kind of the beginning of the death metal scene. Well, not really the beginning, but at least when we started out, it was in the beginning. And, you know, it was exciting. It was new. And every, you know, pretty much every month you could go to a record store and you would discover something new. And, you know, it was exciting times. And obviously everything is really different from back then to how it is today. Because today you can just Google and you can read about whatever. But back then, you know, there was no information. So basically the only way you knew about bands were tape trading, or, you know, friends telling you about this band, or you got some flyers in your mail. And, you know, it was a little, you had to do much more research and, you know, to find stuff compared to how today. Today you get just, you know, you just open Google and there's millions of bands you can check out. So I think it was more exciting in one way.
Yeah.
But of course, it's easier today.
Much easier, mate, much. So how would you say Aim on Aim Arthur has changed musically from your debut, Once Sent from the Golden Hall, to the Great Heathen Army?
I think in general, I think we're pretty much grinding the same thing, to be honest. And that's, to me, it's not the bad thing. I think we've kind of found our style early. But hopefully we are better musicians today, and hopefully we know how to make songs interesting, or you know, we learn how to create better songs. But I think the mentality and you know, the idea that we had already from the beginning was we wanted to try to do a mix between like the heaviness of Boltrover, the aggression of Slayer, and the melody of Iron Maiden. That was always the goal, and we've just been continuing that path, so to say. But hopefully we are better musicians and songwriters today.
And soon you're going to be heading out on tour with Machine Head and the Halo Effect, mate. So tell us what to expect from those shows.
I think that's going to be a good tour. The bill is really strong, and it's cool to team up with a big band like Machine Head. We never did any co-headline tours before, so because we've always been headlining or supporting. So that's a new experience, but I think that the fans are going to, you know, they're going to get the real treat. Two strong bands doing full sets, and then we have Hollow Effect, that is really exciting. They're not the new band, I mean, the band is new, but the guys are not new because it's, you know, it's the old In Flames guys. So, yeah, I think that's an exciting bill, and I'm pretty sure the fans are going to be having a really good night.
Once that tour winds up, have you got anything else planned? You got any more tours planned?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yes, we have. We're going to do a North America after that, and that tour we have with Carcass, Obituary, and Cattle Decapitation. And then hopefully we're going to do some Australia and Far East as well, because that those plans were canceled because of the pandemic. So I hopefully we can do that, because we haven't really been in Australia since, I don't remember, was it 16 maybe?
A long time ago then.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, thanks very much for your time today. The great here that Army is out on August the 5th, and she's a cracker of an album, mate. So best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.